Blog Talk Radio. God is changing your story. Good afternoon, and God bless you to our listeners. Welcome to Global Gospel. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel and the good news. Certainly, we want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that we hear, that you may hear played on today. But we pray that as a blessing to you, and to you. Again, we thank you. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Amen. We want you to know that we are on social media. We are on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. And certainly if you go to our Facebook page, or if you go to our Twitter page or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to every episode. And certainly we know want you to know that our show is syndicated on Spotify, Apple iTunes, and Google Play. Okay, and so we want you to reach out to us on all those platforms. Tell your family, tell your friends, and tell your neighbors. If you'd like to reach out to Global Gospel, we are at P.O. Box 5331 in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. P.O. Box 5331, Hempstead, New York, 11550. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we will be excited and happy to hear from you, and certainly, we will respond to you in a timely fashion. Again, thank you for sharing with us this Saturday afternoon. For those that have tuned in for the first time, our theme here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, if you don't know it by heart, it simply says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." And so today we come with the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ, that Jesus, he was born, he lived, and he died for your sins and for my sins. And certainly today we have a right to the tree of life. And certainly we have access. We are healed. We are saved. We are delivered. We're set free. We're sanctified. We're regenerated, all because of Jesus Christ. And certainly this message is for you. It's comprehensive. It's for the rich, the poor, the black, the white, to those that are down and out, those that are oppressed, those that are suicidal. The gospel is here to free you on today. Amen. And so we thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it certainly is life-changing. Amen. And how many of you know that our lives need to be changed? And certainly we're going to talk a little bit more about that on a little later on in the hour. And certainly we do want to shout out our sponsors, Abyssinia, Third Lounge, MPT Enterprise, Nationwide Black Family Mediation, Lois Glenn Carter. Certainly we thank God for you and for you. And we shout out to all those that are listening in the north, the south, the east, the west. We thank God for New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, the Carolinas, Florida, Michigan, California, Illinois, Texas, wherever you may be. Thank God for you. Those that are across the seas in South America, the continent of Africa, the European continent, the Asian continent, Canada, we thank God for you, and those that are in the West Indies as well. So many family, friends, Townsend family, Washington family, Norman family, Watson family, Bowers family, the Stevenson family. We thank God for you as well. The Hernandez family, the Jones family. You know, you just got to call me and let me know that you're here. Our number in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. the Thompson family, the Furman family. We thank God for you, you, and you. And certainly we do have a special guest that will be sharing with us on today in just a few minutes. And certainly we are going to hear from them, and then we are going to talk a little bit more about change. And certainly because God is a God of change. And so we want you to stay tuned. Remember, the number in studio, 619-924-0800. And that is our call-in number when we open up the lines for you. We want you to know today, those that are listening, that you are a chosen generation. And certainly we will be back after this with our guest. Stay tuned.
And we will fight, and we will win. We are God's chosen generation. We will fight, and we will win. Everybody lift your voice.
Listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we have our special guest here in studio on today. God bless you, special guest. How are you?
I am phenomenal, my brother. It's truly an honor to be here, and God bless you to everyone who's listening today and everyone who will hear this. God is truly awesome and wonderful today.
Awesome. We are glad and excited that you are able to take just a few minutes out of your busy schedule to share with our Global Gospel audience on today. And for those that didn't catch that voice, how about you tell our listeners who you are?
Hello, everyone. This is Quinnell Gaskin, and I'm excited to be on Global Gospel with my brother, Reverend Lamar Townsend today.
Amen. Certainly, we thank you, brother, minister, professor, Quinnell Gaskin, for sharing with us this Saturday afternoon. And certainly we've known each other for a long time, and for those that perhaps that are in the New York Long Island area, you know that he is from the area. And certainly there were many, many services that we experienced, worship experiences that we experienced as youth, teenagers, amen, as we had back in the day, joy nights. And I think that generation is probably gone, but there have been many joy nights over the years. So we thank you, sir. What would you like thank our you. Listeners to know about you before we share the music ministry?
Well, the first thing that I would say is I'm glad to be saved and to know the Lord, and I'm glad to have a relationship with Him. I am now been blessed to see 40. I see my 40th birthday in November 28th of 2020, and I am married to my beautiful wife, Talicia Gaskin, and I have two children, Paige and Josiah, and so I'm a family man, and I believe my first ministry is to my family, to win my family. And if I can win my family, it gives me even more of a purpose and just more of an effectiveness in winning the world for Christ. So just blessed to do what I do, honored to serve the Lord, honored to have an opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God and to promote righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. We thank God for righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So we thank you again for sharing with us. Ministry, music ministry, what does that mean to you?
Ooh, music ministry. I believe that music ministry, music in a, as a whole, is literally something that God has given us to set the tone. For worship, to usher people into the presence of God. I know that the music ministry, when you talk about ministry, you're talking about serving. You're talking about servanthood, servitude. And so music ministry and what it means to me is it gives me an opportunity to set a tone or set a stage, create a presence, create an atmosphere to be able to express the kingdom message, the message of Jesus Christ, the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom. And so that I'm so honored that God would choose me and give me this gift. I didn't ask for it. He gave it to me. And we know that God is so gracious, and that it's by grace that we are saved through faith. It's the gift of God. It's nothing that we have done to earn anything. So I'm blessed to have this opportunity to share through the power of music as a tool to open the hearts of the people that the seed of the word of God will be able to fall on the hearts of men to transform and change them for the glory of God. So what an honor and what a blessing.
What a blessing. Truly, that is well said as a minister of music. And certainly, not only are you a minister of music, but you are a recording artist, correct?
Yes, yes. Well, I tell you, it's funny, man, Lamar, every time I think about it. As you know, I remember, I'm not sure if it's the first time you preach. I think I was actually a part of that service there. Unbelievable. That's how far we go back. But it's funny how God will call you to something that either you don't want to do, or call you to something that you don't feel adequate enough to do, or call you to something that you're not interested in doing it at all. But that's why the Lord calls us to it, because I believe that there's something that he's birthing in us that will cause us to have more dependency on him than on the gift that he's given us that he's trying to develop in us. You know, this call to artistry is less about me and more about what God wants to do through me. So I continue to humble myself and realize that everything that I've been given, all good and perfect gifts coming from above, it coming from God, you know, and so it's about him. And my artistry is to make sure that I make his name great in the earth.
Awesome. Now, you have several projects. This is not your first project, but we are going to talk a little bit about your latest project. And so your latest project is entitled...
Oh, More to Come. Quinnell Gaskin and Friends presents More to Come. I'm so excited about this project, man. When I tell you the Lord told me to do this, every single project I've done, it was a God move. And God always tells us to do things when he has something in mind that he wants to get to his people. So this project is something that I was thinking more of movies, sitcoms, infomercials, commercials, fillers, independent film. I was going for that on a majority of the record. I've been blessed to have so many friends. Over 40 people are part of this record. Some of the top people in music, gospel, and even on the secular side, and just a phenomenal opportunity to show oneness and unity and love and brotherhood, you know. And Lamar, I love this. God says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by the love that you have one for another. So it's not about Cornell. Cornell didn't do this record before Cornell. I did this record because I wanted to show the love and the ability to be able to work with others and to be able to create a sound that would bless and build the kingdom, but yet impact and touch the world for the glory of the Lord. So I'm really, really excited about this project. It's amazing. Everything from some familiar songs. It's basically an instrumental record, but there is some singing on there, and a song I would love for the people to hear today is called Do You Know Him? So in the midst of all of this music with horns and with baritone sax and with percussion and with piano and bass and guitar and just all of these amazing things that God has given me with these amazing people that I've been able to share the stage with, God gave me a song, an arrangement of a song called Do You Know Him? And I believe that is what I heard you speak about, Corinthians, you know, about the gospel. If it's hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And so in the midst of the opportunities and doors and stages that the Lord builds for me through this project, opportunity to give to me, I want to be able to present this song to ask someone today, do you really know him?
All right, audience, here it is. Track 11, Do You Know Him? Stay tuned and be blessed. We'll give you just a little sample.
Oh, him, do you know? Oh, him, do you know? The Son of God, the man who walked out on the water, he calmed the raging seas. Do you know, do you know, the man from
Cornell Gaskin, how about you tell us about the vocals on this particular track?
man, I tell you, so funny. I have some great people who was able to share with me in the project. Gerard and Javon Woods did the backgrounds for me, and I had them in mind to actually do the song together. They've been singing with everybody from the Hawkins, from Kimberell to everybody, to Michael McDonald. They have such a huge resume of singing with so many greats, and they were actually nominated for 2 Stellar Awards, and they're amazing. I was actually able to co-produce their record, and so they were singing backgrounds for me, and I wrote the song, like, the arrangement, thinking of them to lead it. Gerard says to me, "No, Cornell, you need to get in there and do a reference." Not knowing that the reference that I would do, Gerard would say, "That's what I wanted. You're going to leave that vocal there because that vocal is just fine." And so it's something I did not want to do, but I found myself doing. And Leon Lacy, which is another New York, I believe he's born and raised in New York, Queens, if I'm not mistaken, he did the strings on that project. And I tell you, the Lord has a funny way of putting in you in positions to bring something else out that you didn't know that was in you, as he continues to hone and develop the gifts and talents that he's given to all of us. So I'm definitely a witness of that. And for the listeners out there, I believe that this is what this record encompasses. More to Come is about, in addition to a greater degree. I would think about this, Lamar, if you don't mind me saying. I was thinking about graduation season. My goddaughter just graduated from high school, and there were some others who are graduating from college and stuff. And you earn a degree, but you don't get to this degree or this addition of this degree to your life until you go through a process. It's a process of discipline. And I can truly say in my life, I know what it is to be discouraged and want to give up.
Yes.
In my life, I've had music and had things that I didn't think I was good enough to do. But the Lord showed me that there's a progress, there's a progression, there's something that he was building in me, and it's brought me to the point to where I'm understanding that there was always more to come. It was just having enough faith and believing God and what he has given me to give birth to it, to give it to this world. So Do You Know and singing that song is a part of that. This whole record is a part of that, to encourage people that there's something that you're going to have to go through to produce something great that people need to be blessed by. Somebody needs to be delivered by your message. Somebody needs to, some plant, some water, but God giveth the increase. Will you be a vessel that God can use to encourage somebody else that there is greater on the other side of trial? There's greater on the other side of testing. There's greater on the other side of whatever you're going through. So, just blessed, just blessed, very, very grateful.
That's something certainly we all do need to be encouraged and to stay encouraged, because discouragement could get the best of any of us. And so we thank God for all of those that shared in helping encourage the believers as well as the unbelievers, and certainly make a believer out of them. And you talked about some of those names. We remember, I think it was LIV, Leon's Inner Voice.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. So, those are for those young, old school people. It wasn't that long ago. So our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. I'm going to give you 5 minutes if you want to call in and shout out Professor, Minister, Dr. Maestro Cornell Gaskin. I'll give you a few minutes just to shout him out before he moves on with his busy schedule. And when we conclude this segment. So in the meantime, tell our listeners, you're going to pick another track that we're going to conclude this segment with. In the meantime, tell our listeners, how can they obtain a copy of this music?
It's available on all digital outlets, Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere. You'll be able to find it. So you can go ahead and it's out. Share it,
because I promise you there's something there that will inspire you. My slogan that I've developed, God gave me a couple years ago, is love is my inspiration and love is my motivation for why I do what I do. And so God has just given me a love to want to see people be better, to see people be healed, to see people be transformed and changed by God's power. So, and thank you again, Lamar, for affording me this opportunity to be able to share my music on your platform, on your radio station, Gospel Radio. So honored to be here once again. I just wanted to say thank you. Go get the record, y'all. More to come. God bless
you. Thank you. I do have a caller. God bless you, caller.
What's going on, Reverend Townsend? This is Marlon calling in to shout out you and my big brother, Quinnell Gaskin, on this day.
What's up, Marlon? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. It's good to hear your voice, and it's always a pleasure listening to you do what you do. You have a very, very distinguished sound. I mean, I heard a track one time, and I was like, that's Quinnell, most definitely. I don't even have to look at the credit. Your playing is the credit alone.
Wow, man. Praise God, man. Well, bro, I tell you, Lamar, I know you would know, but maybe the listeners don't know. I have watched Marlon just grow so much in the Lord, grow so much musically. I've been able to see some of the moments of his growth and just see him at different stages. And I'm so proud of the man of God that he has become, the beacon of light that he has become. And I just want to encourage you today, man. Make sure that when the Lord sees you, when he cracks the sky, see him empty of all the greatness that he's placed inside of you, my brother.
So I appreciate those kind words.
Amen, bro. Love you, man. Love you.
Yeah, love you more, man. Take care, right?
For sure. You too.
Thank you. Once again, number in studio, 619-924-0800. Quinnell Gaskin is our special Yes, today, the maestro himself, and certainly he has an awesome project. Well, we only talked about more to come today, but he has some other projects that are out there as well. So we want you to search all of those platforms and certainly get a copy. Do you have is this particular project only digital, or do you have a...
This one is only digital for now.
Okay.
I'm going to do the hard copies. Actually, man, the record has been sitting for a while. It's been done, but because of the pandemic and just so much going on, I was really hesitant. I was like, Lord, what is the time? And I said, man, I'm not going to wait another moment. Lord, I need the kingdom and the world to hear this. Let me get this out. So we just went into rush mode to release it June 11th. And we're going to make some copies as we begin the tour and travel to make those available also with the digital platforms too.
Amen. So again, okay, when they come, I want our listeners to stay tuned because certainly we will be sponsoring a hard physical copy for someone out there. And
thank you.
Make sure that it is autographed. Who would you?
That's done.
Yes. So we're going to make sure you get that out to all of our listeners. Who would you like to shout out on today?
Well, number one, I would like to shout out my beautiful wife and my children, Talicia Gaskin. That is my queen, and I love her, and my princess Paige, and my prince Josiah. And also my mom, Virginia Gaskin, and my sister, Taisha Gaskin, who I will be prayerfully able to see them this weekend as I come into New York and spend some time with them and celebrate a pastoral installation of one of my brothers from Queens.
All right. Awesome. So we thank God for shouting out your family. Family is everything. And
Oh, Lamar, I'm sorry. And everybody, all 40 people who was part of the record. Good God, because without them, it wouldn't be a project. So all of y'all, Leon, Taraj, Vaughn, Calvin Rogers, Justin Range, Dwayne Wright, Derek Wright, Rick Wofford, Joe Cleveland.
Godfather.
Yes, bro. The list is
the list is absolutely amazing of the people that are on this record. Literally Grammy award winning, Stella, all type of awards and accolades, man, and playing for some of the greatest people in the world. They are part of this project, and I'm honored that they would help me to bring to, you know, bring forth this baby that God has placed in my belly, man, for the nations, man. So thank you guys. Thank all of you guys. I love all of y'all dearly.
All right, so y'all heard that. All 40 of y'all. All 40. 4-0.
Yeah.
So don't anybody feel slighted.
Come on, man.
That your name wasn't called. It's, you know, it's 40, so that encompasses a lot of people. So, So nobody's left out. Everybody is somebody. Amen.
Come on, man. Oh, man, you could say that again. Hey, bro, you know what? I'm gonna say this if I can really quickly. God does not make irrelevant people. People choose to be irrelevant. Everybody who has been made by the Lord is relevant. You were created with a relevancy. You were created with a greatness. You were created with a purpose. You were created with God has a plan for your life. There is something in your belly that's called potential. It's something that nobody in the world has not seen yet, that God has created you to give birth to. Whatever it is, do it and do it now. A sense of urgency has hit the land because of the times that we're living in. You are relevant. You're relevant to God, and God wants to use you greatly. Just wanted to put that out there.
All right. I got another caller there. Once again, our number in studio is 619-924-0800, and I'm going to put this next caller on, and then we're going to come back and let you give out your contact information. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller? Caller?
Hello?
Yes.
What's up? Teddy.
What's up?
Not much going on. What's going on?
How you doing?
That you had. I'm free today, man. I didn't know you were still doing a show, and Marlon hit me up. So I said, let me log on.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah.
What would you like to say?
What you say?
What would you like to say? Tell our listeners who you are.
Oh, I am brother cousin of Minister Lamar Townsend, that is the host of this great show. And I'm just delighted to just be here today, because I haven't been here in, like, I don't even know how many years. I don't know how long you've been doing it, but I'm just here just to support, that's all.
Unbelievable.
Teddy, what would you like
Teddy,
to say to our guest today?
What's up?
What's up, bro? My God. Bro, I miss you, man.
Yeah, I miss you too, bro. How are you doing? Mr. Distant?
Man, the Lord is so good, bro. When I say this brings me all the way back to when I was a teenager playing in Freeport, Long Island. And shed and play services and shout to people and then worship and then go eat and laugh.
Right.
Oh, my God. So many great memories, Teddy. I love you and your family, my bro.
Yeah, man. Long time, man. That was years ago, man.
Yes,
like you said, great memories.
Yeah. Where has the time gone? Not that many years ago, but, you know.
Yeah, man. Listen. Both of my boys are now, 12 and 9. And I didn't have neither one of them. So we're talking at least 15 years ago.
It wasn't that long ago. God's been good to us. So we thank you. We thank you for shouting us out, stepping away from the drum set or from the keyboard, or, you know that you're a busy man as well. And certainly, yes, we do remember Joy Nights in, Freeport.
Tabernacle of Faith.
We developed in those services, and so we thank God for
praise
those
God.
Years. Listeners, our special guest today, Quinnell Gaskin, and certainly he is sharing with us his latest project. And certainly, what is your message? Yes, that was Bishop Gibson Church. Bishop Gibson Church.
Yes, Bishop Gibson.
And, Freeport, and certainly the doors were open to many young people from across the island.
We have to say that.
Yes. And so what would you say to, since we went that way, what would you say to the young people? And Brother Teddy made it seem like we can concur with the scripture that we were young and now we're old, and yet we never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. So what would you say to the young people on today?
Well, man, I think it's so important that we keep God first. My son is 15, Teddy's son is 12 and 9, and my son wasn't even how he thought of all the way back then when I started playing. Teddy's son's age, 12, 13, somewhere around there, and I would say keep the Lord first. I always try to tell my son, you know, to get in the Word of God, to really know that you don't have to wait until you're in your 20s and your 30s and your 40s to let the Lord use you. You don't have to go out there and experiment on certain things or be tied up and get entrapped with so many things that it takes so long to get back. But God wants to use your life now. So I believe that there's destiny for our young people. And I know that there's a revival that is here. There's a sound of heaven that's about to be birthed, and then our youth are not the children of our future, but they're the children of today. And God's hand is on our youth, and I believe that God is going to fill our young people with his spirit. I believe businesses are going to be birthed. I believe young people are going to be entrepreneurs. I believe they're going to be soul winners. And so young people, just keep your eyes on the Lord. Honor your mother, your father, and your mother, that your days may be long. Press into God. The questions that you have, God has all the answers, and he desires to reveal it to you as you seek him. So just keep God first. Don't give up on your dreams. You don't have to be stuck in a life of depression. I wasn't depressed. I was depressed for over 20 years. I remember what, I know this sounds weird, but it's just it's honest and it's the truth. I know what it is to be in church and doing the various different things that you do, but not love yourself. And that's what a lot of our young people are going through today, Rev. They're struggling with their identity. They're struggling with knowing who they are and being not afraid to be different. And that was me. I hated my life. I hated myself because I lost my father when I was 8. And so, you know, just grew up trying to search and trying to find myself. I didn't know who I was, where I was going, but I was in church. And I believe that that was a safe haven for so many things that could have happened. And but young people, serve the Lord. Know that you don't have to stay depressed. Know that you don't have to stay not knowing who you are. God desires to reveal to you who you are. No matter who you've lost, what you've lost, God will send people to help you and to strengthen you and to pray for you. So open up your eyes that you can see. And my prayer would that the Lord would open up your ears that you can hear and your heart that you can receive. Because you're never too young to be used by the Lord.
Wow, certainly that is an awesome message and testimony all in one. Depression is very real. And many times there are no visible signs to depression. And as you said, people hide in church. Church is an easy place to hide because all you have to do is it could become a Simon Says situation. When everybody else lift their hands, you lift your hands. When everybody else shout, you shout. When they dance, you dance. And so nobody ever knows who's depressed unless, you know, God, you know, gives it to somebody, discernment or something like that. But it's very easy to hide in church. And so I think that is important that you said that about depression, because depression is real. Suicide is real. People do so many things when they're depressed that are self-destructive and detrimental. And so that a message in itself, like I said, about depression.
Amen.
And Amen. Thank God for deliverance.
Come on, man. Listen, it's been a long journey to, I think that one of the things that's hard to accept is we're so used to giving and doing. We're so used to proving and trying to impress and trying to want to be liked and be wanted that we don't know how to receive. I wrote a song and I can't wait for the kingdom to hear it. It's called Lord Teach Me How to Receive, you know, because you can give and give and give and do, and God wants to heal you and God wants to touch you and God wants to be all you need him to be, but it's difficult to receive because you're so used to giving of yourself. That's why there's so much promiscuity. That's why there's so much, things with pornography. That's why there's so many issues with molestation and bullying and gangs and dysfunction, because people won't allow the Lord to reveal himself, to show you who you really are, and that those things, you're not going to find those things, find him or find yourself in those things that you're doing. He's the only one who can fill the void in your life and bring you to a place of complete wholeness and complete deliverance, as you said, my bro.
Amen, yes. And I think Ernest Pugh said God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt.
Everywhere you hurt. Come on, man. I like that. Oh, yeah.
God wants to heal. Healing is the children's bread. And so, once again, for those of you that perhaps have missed this awesome interview with our friend and brother, Quinnell Gaskin, we want you to know that all our episodes are archived and certainly immediately at the 2 p.m. hour here on the East Coast, or at the 1 p.m. hour Central Time. You can log on to blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel, and certainly you can tune in and hear the entire interview, the words of wisdom from our friend and brother, Quinnell Gaskin. And I don't think we gave out your contact information, and certainly we don't want to end today without that contact information, because certainly the world has opened up. And so he is available for bookings, and not only is he in the music ministry, but he is certainly a preacher of the gospel as well. For a long time, a lot longer than some of us. So we thank God for the ministry of the preached word as well. And so tell our listeners how they can contact you.
You can find more information about me at www.quinnellgaskin.com. And there you find booking information and ways that you can contact if you would like me to come to your city, to your town, to your country, whatever it may be. Also, you'll find me on Instagram at Minstrel Q, MinStrel, and just the letter Q. You'll find me on Facebook, Quinnell Gaskin, or you'll find me on, I have a TikTok page. Just
All right, for TikTok.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, I'm really just trying to take it to another place. And also on YouTube, you'll find me, Quinnell Gaskin, as well. And also, I have a teaching course called Stay the Course, and we have about 2,300 students globally that we're teaching the fundamentals of theory, of music, and it's just a community, a communion of various different people from different walks of life that play different types of music, whether classical, jazz, and so forth. They're joining and being tremendously blessed. So if you have children or you know of churches that need whatever it is concerning music, teaching, impartation, QuinnellGaskin.com. You can get all the information you need, and my team will get back with you, and I would love to come and share what God has given me for you all.
Awesome. So, listeners, reach out to our friend and brother, Quinnell Gaskin, and certainly invite him, and also purchase the music from More to Come or any other recordings that you see out there as well. And so what track are we going to conclude with on today?
I was looking for this song. I had done a couple of different arrangements, and this is an arrangement that I've done at a couple of different churches over the years. And I said, man, I want this arrangement to kind of be on this new record, and it's Just Want to Praise You. I was trying to find the writer of it, and I found out that the song is public domain. So Just Want to Praise You is a song that I believe that people, Morette Brown made famous. And people are still being blessed and singing that song. So this is just the instrumental version, my spin on it, definitely a spin on it, but something that you can sing and clap your hands to, and it's going to bless your spirit real good.
Okay. What track are we playing again?
Just Want to Praise You is number four.
Okay, so we are going to conclude with track four, Just Want to Praise You. And certainly we're going to end on a praise note. Again, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with Global Gospel on today. Certainly we want you all to meet us every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And certainly reach out to us, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Global Gospel. Certainly like our page, share our page, let your family and friends know. Google Play, Apple iTunes, Spotify. Thank you for those that have called in today. We appreciate it. God bless you. We thank you. Minister Quinnell Gaskin is going to close us in prayer. He's going to tell us who he is again before we go, and then he's going to close us in prayer, and we're going to end with Just Want to Praise You. We thank God for the instrumentation of all 40 people and the voices as well that contributed to this project, because we are to praise God with the timbrel and the dance and with string instruments and everything that God has put in our way. So we know some people don't believe in music, but certainly somebody said music is a universal language, and we thank God for music. We thank God even for the beating of our hearts. Amen. Because if our heart doesn't beat, that's the end of us. Amen. So we thank God for music. Amen. You can tell us who you are and conclude us with prayer, and we're going out on track four.
Amen. Amen. Once again, this is Quinnell Gaskin. Thank you, Reverend Lamar Townsend, for allowing me to be a part. It was great to hear from my brother Marley Townsend and Teddy Norman. And to all the listeners out there, I just love the Lord. God has been so good to me. He has kept me when I could not keep myself. And because of that, I'm learning to love him more and more. And so blessed with this ability to heart for people through the power of music to continue to plant seeds, to create an atmosphere and a platform to be able to express my opinion about the God that I serve, and my heart's desires to continue to touch the nations with all God has given me. So check out the record, Morta Quinnell Gaskin and Friends presents more to come. I'm telling you, God has told me that my music is going to be all over the world. So this is just the beginning, and there's so much more to come. So thank you guys for being a part, and continue to be encouraged and continue to seek the Lord, seek him while he may be found. Because if you call upon him, he's going to hear you and meet you at the point of your need. So, Father, we thank you and we give you praise today. And we glorify you for all your many blessings and all that you've done for us. I thank you for Lamar Townsend. Reverend Lamar Townsend, and thank you for gospel, Global Gospel. Thank you for what you're going to do for this ministry, for my brother and every endeavor he has to continue to spread the good news of the gospel of salvation and the gospel of this kingdom. We bless you today for those who are going through, those who are suffering, those who are looking, those who are searching, those who are seeking. Help them to find you. God, I ask that you would move by your spirit, that you would heal, that you would touch afresh from the crowns of heads to souls of everyone's feet who's listening and who will hear this. Father, I ask that you will be a move of God like never before. I ask, Lord God, that there will be something that will be transformative. Let finances come. I ask that prosperity will come forth. That riches, not just riches naturally, but riches in the spirit, to know you, to draw closer to you, and to hear you speak clearly. So let your will and your purpose be done for everyone under that will hear this prayer and that will hear this broadcast. Let it be a blessed day today. We declare victory in every area, and that your power and your purpose will be revealed and it will be done. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Bless you too.